Hey, this is Paul from Marion. So thankful that you've chosen to join us here on the Drivecast today. Spend some time with Jesus, spend some time in prayer, processing with his word. Today we are in John 20, looking at verses 24 through 31. And in this, we see this interaction between Thomas and Jesus. And just prior to this point, what we see is Jesus goes to the disciples. He reveals himself to them after his resurrection from the dead. He breathes on them. They receive the Holy Spirit. And just an incredible moment. But as we're going to see, Thomas wasn't there. So verse 24 says this. Now, Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So first off, that's brutal. Imagine Thomas, you know, he goes out to get a flatbread pizza or something like that. He comes back and everybody's like, hey, Jesus was here. And he's like, you've got to be kidding me. And he says, I don't believe it. Like, I do not believe it. And so verse 25, it picks up like this. So the other disciples told him, we have seen the Lord. But he said to them, unless I see his hands, the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe. I think Thomas gets a lot of heat for this, in a sense, but honestly, it's a bit refreshing how brutally honest he is. Thomas doesn't pretend that he has it all figured out. He doesn't hide his doubt. He doesn't tell the disciples, I'm with you if he's not feeling like he is. And I think there's a lesson in there for us that we can be honest with Jesus, that we can go to Jesus and say, Jesus, I'm questioning this. I'm having frustration with this. I'm navigating this. It reminds me of John 11 when Martha and Mary both come to Jesus and say, Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. And in this, they're voicing disappointment toward Jesus. They're being honest in their disappointment, and yet our disappointment should always be mixed and mingled with faith, because in that passage in John 11, they say, if you had been here, he wouldn't have died. And therefore, they're suggesting faith that Jesus has power over life and death. Now, back to the passage here in John chapter 20 and this interaction. And so Thomas says, look, I've got to place my hands in the nail holes. Like, I've got to see this. So verse 26, 8 days later, which, man, that's a long time to wait. And you got to imagine Thomas is just so frustrated in a sense that he wasn't there. 8 days later, his disciples were inside again and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, put your finger here and see my hand and put your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe. Thomas answered him, my Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed. And so in this, Jesus tells us, hey, it's a blessing for you to be able to believe without seeing in the way that Thomas did. And yet Jesus is so kind, so gracious, so loving toward Thomas to give him this opportunity. And again, I think so often we are afraid, we're somehow ashamed to go to Jesus and tell him maybe what we're struggling with, what we're maybe doubting when we know we shouldn't be, but maybe we just are. My son, my oldest son, he'll be very angry with me because, you know, I didn't let him eat fruit snacks before breakfast or something like that. And he'll come to me and he'll say, Daddy, I'm so angry with you. You know, tell me. And what I try and always respond with in that moment is, instead of shutting down his anger and saying, you shouldn't be mad, the reality is he is angry. And so I pick him up and I hold him and I say, you know, Daddy can handle your anger. I can handle it. And that gives him this emotional and relational safety to be able to communicate with me when he's angry with me. And we can work through that together. And again, I think the same is true with our relationship with Jesus. And so I guess I want to, in sort of maybe an odd feeling way, what are some things we're really wrestling with Jesus right now? And could we bring those to him? And as we do that, though, we can't just stay stagnant in our wrestling and our questioning. Jesus, he loved us enough to come to us, to live in our place, to die in our place, and to then give us the Holy Scriptures that lead us and guide us. And so in our wrestling, while Jesus has pursued us and is pursuing us, and sometimes our wrestling is evidence that he is pursuing us, we can pursue him in the study of his word, the study of the Scriptures, and we can really see how there are answers to the questions that we have. And while we may never, we won't ever have all of our questions answered, I do believe that God will show us how Jesus is ultimately faithful and good, and we can trust him, even if there are certain things that don't make sense. And so with that being said, today I want to just close in prayer. I'm going to kick us off in prayer. I do want to encourage you to spend some time in prayer as well. Maybe there's some things, again, right now that you feel like a little bit like Thomas. But Jesus is good and faithful, and he can handle your questions. And I believe the Bible will reveal how he answers those questions and how he resolves them, and how ultimately we can place our faith and our trust fully and completely in him, because he is risen. Jesus is alive. And that means we can fully place our faith and our trust in him. So let's pray. Let's pray this morning. Father, we praise you and thank you that that you're big enough for our questions. Jesus, that you didn't rebuke Thomas. You didn't say, how dare you? You did say, look, blessed are those who believe without seeing. And yet you met Thomas where he was. And Jesus, I believe you'll do the same for us. And so for those of us who are maybe really struggling or doubting, would we be honest with you, Jesus, knowing that you're big enough, that you can handle it? And would you then, by the power of your Spirit, work in us a desire to study who you are, to look into your word, to seek? And you promise that when we seek, we'll find you. And you'll reveal yourself to us. You'll show us who you are. And so, God, would you do that? Again, work in us by your Spirit. We need you. We trust you. Help us trust you more. Lord, we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.